This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. OPEC has decided it's going to take the weekend off. OPEC Plus, technically, the original cartel, plus Russia and a couple of others, had a meeting scheduled for this weekend to talk production quotas, keep on cutting them, most likely, to try to stop the slide in crude that we've seen the past couple of months. The meeting's going to be next Thursday now, but the challenge for the group isn't going to be any better by then because there is no small amount of internal disagreement about whether to keep the cuts going and by how much. Marketplace's Henry Epp explains why it's pretty tricky, actually, to read the oil supply and demand tea leaves right now.
A lot of OPEC countries would really like it if the price of oil was a bit higher. The main reason it's been relatively low recently, says Ellen R. Wald at the Atlantic Council.
There's too much supply and not enough demand.
So OPEC is considering more supply cuts, assuming
that if they can decrease supply, that will help push oil prices up.
The problem for them is there are a lot of non-OPEC oil producers who aren't cutting supply, says Mark Finley, a fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. In fact, some have been expanding production, like the U.S. and
places like Guyana, Brazil, Canada.
Finley says some of that's due to past investment decisions around oil production, which are only now coming online.
Decisions that were made several years ago when prices were much higher.
All that means that even if OPEC cuts production further, we could still see a surplus of oil next year, as the head of the International Energy Agency told Reuters this week. On the demand side, some analysts, including the IEA, have predicted continued growth. But Amy Myers Jaffe at New York University says that's no sure thing. For one, there's questions about China, which she says has been stockpiling oil.
Now we're getting to this tricky period. Where is China's economy recovering or not? Because if it's not recovering, they have an awful lot of inventory.
And elsewhere in the world,
interest rates are high, and a lot of economies have high debt and headwinds. And so I think the jury is really out on this optimistic view of demand for 2024.
Jaffe does say that if demand for oil fails to catch up to supply, gas prices might keep coming down next year. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.